We're here with the Barnes County North Bisonettes, the Barnes County North dance team, here with coaches Pebbles Thompson, Amanda Geisler, and also we have some of the young ladies here. We have junior Annabeth Lint, we have junior Shaylee Muncy, senior Kennedy Thompson, sophomore JC Rudolph, and also junior Shannon Brin, and you'll hear each one of those in that order when they chat here coming up. But my first question is for you, Pebbles, and I guess in our conversations we've said the word unexpected has come up. Why was this trip to the Nationals unexpected? It might be a tough question for you, but why was this unexpected?
It's actually not that hard. We've been telling the girls from the beginning of the season, they're the underdogs. They were the ones that nobody expected to be competitive. And I think part of it is because this is a new program for us competitively. We also have girls who signed up because they thought it would be fun, partly because we begged them. And we just wanted to build a team, and some of them have never danced before. And so we knew competitively, we didn't know the sport, we didn't know all the technical skills that other teams bring to the table who have been dancing since they were little or who have studio experience. We just didn't have that. So we knew that we had to rely on creativity. We knew that we would have to clean maybe a little bit more intensively than other schools or dance teams have been. And so we, I think, unexpectedly sold them short as coaches. And I regret that, and yet it's so great to have them prove us wrong in that area as well.
Also with dance too, and I think these young ladies can attest to this, Amanda, I'll put this question towards you. A lot of discipline, and also a lot of, it's time consuming, and with practice, rehearsals, and so forth. Is this group kind of go-getters, that they're going after it like this?
Absolutely, and I think that's one thing that's broadly misunderstood about dance, is that you see a 2 or 3 minute routine and can kind of sit there and estimate how much work that you think goes into that. But I mean, they're up every morning. We have 7 a.m. dance practices just to get gym space, and they're here 5 days a week putting in the time and effort. And there's a lot of discipline, there's a lot of strength that goes into the sport. We have injuries just like other sports do. We'll finish the competition and there's lines at the trainer's table of girls getting ice and all of this stuff. And so our sport is just as much of a requirement of agility and endurance and athleticism as any of the other sports. And so it's something that we're very proud of, that they've each kind of taken the initiative to work hard and to improve on their skills and just hone those abilities that some people might not have anticipated as part of our sport, but it definitely is. And they all are dedicated and have the work ethic and the positive attitudes that have really brought them to where they are today.
And I know the state's divided up into large division, small division, and I think it's based on the number of dancers that you have. So am I assuming you guys are in the smaller division, or were you in the large division?
With dance, we also have the luxury of having Class A versus Class B. So once you get into Class B, you're all kind of lumped together because you have far less schools who are competing. I believe we had about 8 within our state who are competing in the Class B division. But then when you get into varsity, you have the small and the large categories as well. The only one that we had to really compete versus Class A was our novelty routine.
Now, there was a novelty, there was a jazz, I think, was another one that you did, and the third was kick?
Pop.
Okay, pop. See, I'm not a dancer. My sister is, not me. We'll talk about that later. But second, I think second place finishes
jazz,
third in jazz,
and
then novelty, and then third place in
pop.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to the ladies. We'll start with the one that's over here to my right. And first we'll give you your name and your year.
Annabeth, and I'll be graduating in 2019.
So you still got a couple years to go. When you found out that you guys were going to Nationals or qualify for Nationals, what was your first reaction?
I was completely shocked. I don't think my brain fully registered. I was like, I think my full first thought is, now I get to be on the other side of the state for once. I was so proud. I was nervous, and I was hoping we could do all 3 of our routines, and I couldn't wait for it to happen. We're almost there.
And you are?
Shaylee. I graduated in 2019.
So now what was your reaction when the coach said, ladies, guess what?
I was shocked because we started this season as it just being something to do, like fun for all of us. And we get to these competitions and you see how good like Class A are. It's like, oh, well, we're not there yet. And then we ended up getting second and first and third, and I was just shocked.
And you are?
I'm Kennedy Thompson, and I'm a senior.
And you are a senior. So now as a senior, getting a chance to go to Nationals as a senior, how big is that for you?
It's a huge opportunity, especially with being in dance since I was little. It's just a new experience that we haven't gotten to do before, and it's just really
fun. And I'll ask you the same question.
I'm JC Rudolph, and I'm a sophomore.
And now as a sophomore, you're kind of a young'un here, I think, because we've got the two seniors, two juniors, and the sophomore. Yeah. So when you started, what was the reason why you got into it and got into dance?
I really liked dance ever since I was little, but I didn't get to get into it until our school had it in seventh grade. And so when I did get to join, it was like this huge thing for me. And then this year and last year, we started competing and then Nationals, and it was everything.
I'm Shannon.
And same question to you. You know, when you find out you're going to Nationals and how you guys did in Grand Forks at the state, your initial reaction?
I was shocked at first. I'm still kind of shocked at it all, that it's all happened. I haven't gotten traveling much, and dance has given me an opportunity, but I get to go and compete and show my skills with my teammates who I all love and enjoy their company. I'm still in awe. I'm still shocked and waiting for it to happen.
Now, do you all compete in the same dances, or do you have a specialty? You're all in the same? So there's no one that does just this, just that?
We're such a small team. With having just eight dancers, it makes it really difficult for us to pull anybody out. So we tell them all the time that you have to pull each other up. We can't have anybody pulling us down. So they have to maybe work a little bit more. Some of these girls will get together and they'll practice outside of dance time. They'll meet at each other's homes and they'll practice. They'll come up with ideas for areas where maybe our routine is missing or lacking, and they'll bring it back to practice and say, what if we added this? It's really incredible to watch how they work, but to have to try to pull one out really hinders everything that we do. We've had injuries this season where we've danced without a couple, and then we're reworking formations. There was one invitational that we went to 20 minutes before we went on the floor. We had a dancer who couldn't perform, and we reworked the formations, and I think they brought home second. So I mean, it was really just phenomenal to watch everything that they've invested in what they're doing. And Amanda and I tell them all the time, there's only so much that we can do. We can give you the resources, the skills, the tools, but at the end of the day, they're the ones who are on the floor, and it's gonna rely on their determination and their heart for the sport, and they don't disappoint.
And I think that's something that's really interesting and probably overlooked about our sport as compared to other sports like your basketballs and volleyballs. We don't have a bench, we don't have alternates, we don't have JV and varsity. Everybody's a starter, everybody's varsity, and so it's just, they need to work together as a team, and as Pavel said, I mean, you need to help to pull each other up, because in the case of injuries, we don't have an alternate to put in that instance, and so it's all of them just working together and trying to figure out how we can go out there and still show our best with the players that we have. But they all know that they're all starters on our team, and so it's been really interesting too, if we have dual sport with being a small school, and it's important to all of the teams that they have all of their players available. And so we've really tried our best to be really flexible and make sure that we work around so that we have all of our dancers for as many opportunities as they're available.
Now comes the big question. Money, because obviously you go to Nationals, it's not just a flying over to a Fargo and you're in. You've got a ways to go, I believe, in Orlando, Florida, I think is where it's going to be in March. So number one is, are you planning on some fundraisers? And number two is, what do you got?
We do. We have, money is always kind of the hot topic. It's what you always need and what nobody wants to talk about. And for us, we're factoring right now anywhere from about $1,000 to $1,500 per dancer is what is required between their competition fees, their hotel stays, and their flights, and their last minute flights. So that makes it a little bit more difficult as well. We have a fundraiser on Thursday night, the 15th, which is a talent showcase. The girls will be performing four different routines. That includes all three from state that they placed with, and as well as our senior spotlight. We're also requesting businesses for donations. We have someone who has generously offered a $1,000 match right now that we're trying to match. which would give us a nice little boost. And Amanda and I have jokingly said, if we have to, we'll just toss in our coaches' salaries, which doesn't go far, but it'll be, it'll at least cover flights if we have to. Because we just believe in these girls and the work that they've put in, and we desperate, I don't know why I'm getting emotional, we just desperately want to see them have this moment that they've worked so hard for this season, and I think they deserve it.
Yeah, exactly what Pebble said, and I'm a little bit off topic, but you just made me think about it, and we keep saying that we're shocked and all of this was so unexpected, and it really was. And starting off the season, this is the first year that we've competed weekly at invitationals. Last year we took our team and we did one routine at state, and we basically went with the intention of this is going to be a learning experience and we're going to figure out what's required to be competitive within the state. And so we did that and we learned a lot, and then we started going to invites, and at our very first invite out the gate, we were sitting on the floor waiting as they were announcing awards, and they called our name. No, I'm getting emotional. For a second place Jazz trophy. And that's when the whole season just instantly turned around. I mean, it was possible all of a sudden. And it really, I believe, just kickstarted our entire season and showed us what we were capable of doing, and really just elevated us to work harder and give us something to motivate us. And people started asking, well, who's BCN and who are you guys and where did you come from? And that just fueled our fire, and every week we would go somewhere different and they would call us the wrong name and get our initials mixed up everywhere we went. And but week after week it slowly started to change, and instead of it being who is BCN, it was there's BCN. And it was just it was just really exciting that we had that start, and now we kind of joke that we're filling up our trophy case. There's two sitting over there on the wall, and one was empty at the beginning of the season, and I keep saying I'm just going to put Bisonettes on the front because we'd like to have the whole thing to ourselves. And so now we're looking at nationals as being basically what state was for us last year, is we are going with the intention of learning, with the intention of giving our dancers that experience and seeing what does it take to be competitive at a national stage, and how do we prepare them to compete here year after year and come in a little bit more prepared. It was not our intention for this to be a scramble. It was just honestly something we didn't think was possible. And so now we know that we can begin to qualify for these things earlier, that we can fundraise for them earlier, but we are just so excited that it's just even a possibility. And so now it's time to raise some money. Another thing, going back to the fundraising that we have, is one of our dancers' parents, Tina Brin, made a beautiful NDSU t-shirt quilt that we're raffling off. And so we have raffle tickets that are available for $1 each, or a pack of six for $5. And then something that we're doing at our fundraising event this Thursday at the showcase, which we'll carry on outside of here, is what's called an envelope fundraiser. And so what we'll have is 150 envelopes individually marked, and you basically choose a numbered envelope, and that's how much money you're committing to donate. So the highest any one person has to give is $150. Okay. But if we were to sell every envelope, it fully funds our trip. And so we've got everything hopefully laid out. We are already seeing different people step up to the plate and commit to different donations. And so we're very hopeful that it's definitely possible. The girls are working hard and doing everything we can. And so we just hope to put on a good show and to entertain as dancers. That's what we always say, regardless of the trophies and the wins, it's our job to entertain. And so if we do that, then it's been all a success.
Well, we're talking about the show. When is it on Thursday, and where, and how can people, if they need to get tickets, and what, all that good stuff?
The showcase is going to be Thursday night, February 15th. It's at 7 p.m. at the BCN gym. So Barnes County North, we're kind of in between Rogers and Wimbledon. And 7 p.m. come, it'll be $2 for adults, $1 for student. Anybody preschool or younger will get in for free. And we're encouraging other students within our school to come out, get involved, show their talent. And there's so many unique gifts just sitting here today at this table, let alone within our entire school district. So we tell kids all the time, you know, this is your chance to demonstrate that for the community. And we hope it'll be a really fun time.
Now there's UDA and NDA, and you're going to the NDA. Mm-hmm. What's that? What is the NDA?
It's the National Dance Association. This one is held around Universal. And so it works a little bit more with smaller teams, which is really beneficial for our first year. UDA has a lot more of the large categories. Mm-hmm. So for us as a small team of 8 dancers, we'll be competing in the category that's 5 to 10 dancers on a team, which will hopefully allow us to be competitive when we get there. We'll find out. We understand that it's still nationals, that they will also have students who have been dancing for years. But hopefully for us, we've learned that these girls can really entertain, they can dance, and they just bring out something special when they work together as a team, and so we're hoping that it'll be a really great time.
And I'm going to ask the same question, and each one of you can answer. What do you hope to get out of all this when I'm being very positive, when you go to Nationals?
I think what I am most looking forward to is the learning experience of being there. Going to state this year was quite different, and all the invitationals when we were rushing around getting ready. So that is going to be, I think, is going to be the one of the best parts. And in the back of my mind, I know we're learning, but I hope we get something more than just experience.
Something kind of funny is back when you guys announced that there was going to be a dance meeting, I was like, should I join dance? Is it really something I want to do? Everyone's like, oh no, don't do it. I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go. So this is my first year dancing, and I think getting out of Nationals is just a lot of information that I'm learning, and I could maybe continue on throughout the years. Maybe one day be a coach.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah. We'll take her.
No. With being a senior, along with like learning all the new experiences and stuff, I'm really excited to like get these memories with all of my teammates and stuff, especially with it being my last season, and just being able to have fun with them and one more major.
I'm really excited just for the experience with the girls, because we've gone through so much together, and through the ups and the downs definitely, and I'm just excited to spend time with everybody and just have a good experience, and it's a lifetime memory that I'm never, ever gonna forget.
I'm looking forward to traveling with the girls, like I already said. I'm looking forward to learn from all the amazing teams that are going to be there and see what they bring to the table. Mm-hmm. So that hopefully next year we can come back and bring new fresh ideas from all around the state, and around the country, instead of just our state. So then we can hopefully have stronger dances for Nationals next year. We'll know what we're up against, and I'm really excited for the memories and always getting stronger bonds with my teammates. Mm. Having a memory of a lifetime.
Well, as the Philadelphia Eagles proved, underdogs can always win. So keep that in the back of your mind. But any last thoughts, either Amanda or Pebbles, that you guys can think of as we before we wrap this up, just to remind folks about Thursday night, and if they want to help out, when it's like now, help out now, please. But how they can maybe give you a call or maybe check out your Facebook page or anything like that.
Yes, definitely. We have a fan page for the VCM Bisonettes, and if you're looking to send a donation because you're not able to come to one of our events, you can send them directly to the Barnes County North School Attention Bisonettes Dance Team, just to make sure we get them available, or that they're made available to us and that they know who it's for. And just beyond everything, we're just so proud.
You didn't know this would be like therapy.
No.
My bill?
An incredible journey. Pebbles and I have been coaching. This is our 3rd season, and we always say we aren't coaches because we were the most experienced people available. It was that we were willing, and mm-hmm. we wanted the program to exist, and we've had dancers who have been with us from the beginning. We've had dancers who have joined us along the way, and they make it all worth it. Shout out to all you coaches out there. It's a hard job. It's a major time commitment, and there's a lot of things involved that go unseen. And so the reason we do it is just for all these girls sitting around the table here. And regardless of how the season turns out with trophies in a case and score sheets, it's really all of them that makes it worth it. And we're just so proud of everything that they've done to improve their skills to get us where we are today and to really bring pride to their school and to the program as a whole. So we just want to thank them for everything that they do, all the sacrifices that they've made in their personal lives to the sport. It's all been appreciated, and I hope you think it's worth it.
Yeah, I'll just add to, I'm a mom, and that's why I did this. You know, I wanted to be able to see my daughter dance, and in the process, my family grew. I fell in love with the girls that I get to spend each morning with, and that is so special to us, and it's why we wake up. I hate mornings, and we're here every morning at 7 a.m. to be with them, and they make it worth it, and we're just thankful that we get to be part of this experience with them. As far as giving, time is of the essence. Mm-hmm. We're just at that point where it's now or never. We need to see that money come in. And so if people are thinking about it, please give and do so quickly. We really want to make this happen for these young ladies. We think they're very deserving of it. And we know there's a lot of other teams out there who have worked hard. We didn't know that this was a possibility so early in this young program for these girls. And I'm thankful, especially as a mom of a senior, that it happened while she was on our team and that I get to experience this with her. And I know for the rest of these young ladies, our time is short with them. And so we keep counting. We're like, how many years are we committed to doing this? And I just know that however long it is, this one year is always going to be one of the strongest years that stands out in memory for me.
Well, I think that's the best way to end it right there. And we appreciate it. Pebbles Thompson, Amanda Geiser, the coaches, you young ladies, good luck in Orlando. You're going. Trust me. I have a feeling. You're going. So good luck to you, and keep me informed.
We will.
That's the Barnes County North Bisonettes, and again, heading to Nationals. So again, just contact Amanda or Pebbles, and again, go to their Facebook page, their fan page, and learn more about the Bisonettes.